Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We ran out of smoke a little bit. I mean, Mike answered the question perfectly, I think. There were some things that happened to us that we couldn't do anything about, so we had to play the hand we were dealt at the time, and we did. What we're doing now, you know, we do different things. We're not going to let people know what we're doing, you know, who's in there. Let them figure it out, you know, because they do the same thing. They hold people on the sidelines and run people out there at the last second.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:29, brought to you by Archie's on the South Side, the official chicken wing of The Fan. Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler saying we were doing it with smoke, putting linebackers on Keenan Allen. Just a word to the wise, if you're going to put linebackers on a wide receiver, let's try putting the linebacker on, I don't know, the other team's worst wide receiver in the game instead of
not that team's best.
I laugh, and the easiest way I think about how absurd this is that I laugh at the idea of a team putting a linebacker on Antonio Brown. It just, because Keenan Allen is not Antonio Brown, but he's much closer to him than he is even most second wide receivers in football. How about Keith Butler too? Like, talking about what they were trying to do, like it was state secrets. Like, they somehow have a schematic thing. I know he was saying out of necessity we were just trying to be as cloak and dagger as we could. Anytime I hear Keith Butler talk about tactics or advanced like football and defensive football as chess, I think this is not a man that should be trying to strike that tone or that balance. Nothing they do seems particularly dynamic or hard to stop.
Do you think Butler should be on the hot seat?
Yes. Very hot. Very hot. Because
who do you think is more deserving of losing their job, Danny Smith or Keith Butler?
All right, that's an easy one to answer. I don't think Danny Smith should currently be employed by the Steelers. I wouldn't fire
Chris,
Keith
he blocked
Butler
a punt on Sunday.
Oh my God.
He did a fake field goal the week before that scored
a
touchdown.
You want a hot take here? The blocked punt reflects more poorly on Danny Smith as a coach than it does well. Because Jalen Samuels on the field, and it looked like they were coming after that from moment one, touched the ball after it passed the line of scrimmage. When I think of coaches, even at the pro level,
yeah, he didn't know it was a live ball.
I think of great teachers who have their guys prepared for every eventuality. Even emotional guys like special teams coaches, which I feel like is pretty normal for that spot in the coaching staff, have your guys ready. How do you have a guy in Jalen Samuels basically pull the punt block equivalent of what Leon Lett did in that infamous snow game on Thanksgiving? That's inexcusable.
The Steelers lead the league in special teams penalties. They are 28th in kickoff returns. Name me the last time Ryan Switzer had a big return for them.
He runs into people.
Chris Boswell has missed the most extra points. Their field goal percentage is near the bottom of the league. I think it is 11 for 14 for Boswell. I believe that's 29th in the league, or 10 of 14 for Boswell. So as far as I'm concerned, you've got a special teams coordinator that should be replaced at season's end. And then I think the defensive coordinator is very much in the crosshairs. And I say that because you say give him credit for producing the most sacks in the NFL, and yet they don't do anything with those sacks. The pass rush for them does not equate or equal turnovers or takeaways. They don't get any.
I look at the pass rush. I don't know about you. They have the most sacks. But I think a good pass rush you can have a team that is a very dangerous pass rush that doesn't actually rack up sacks. It has to be a persistent every down threat, right? Would you rather have now Aaron Donald's the best of both worlds. Do you know what he does better than even sack the quarterback, which is 16 and a half or whatever it is on the season? He disrupts virtually every play. He's in the backfield changing what the quarterback wants to do or is looking at. Mm-hmm. That matters more to me in this day and age than getting actual sacks. Sacks are great, put you behind the sticks, whatever. I want somebody that throws Tom Brady or somebody like that off his spot, especially Brady maybe. I want somebody that makes Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable down to down. I want a defense that when somebody great is going up against it, they say, ah, crap. These guys always take away something I want to do and make me go to option two or three or four. Ravens do that. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Ravens just humiliated Atlanta. You want to talk about two great defensive performances? Cowboys over the Saints, where they were just all over everything they did, and the Ravens going into Atlanta and doing that to the Falcons.
Now, the Steelers did that to the Falcons this year, but that game was in Heinz Field. It wasn't down in the comfy confines of the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
I'm just saying, I think that's what great defense looks like.
If they backdoor their way into the playoffs and they're one and done, or they miss the playoffs outright, somebody's going to have to get held accountable for that. They're going to have to scapegoat somebody. You can't go into a season with a franchise quarterback with the second best odds to make it to the Super Bowl out of the AFC and do nothing. You know, the Packers had high expectations. They fired Mike McCarthy. We know that's not going to happen here, and the Steelers' season hasn't fallen on hard times quite like Green Bay's.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in jeopardy of being one of the last teams in the playoffs. Their division lead is a half game. They're probably not going to get a bye. So if they fail to get to an AFC championship game, then what do you do? You can't bring your entire coaching staff back. You're going to have to show people that what you did was unacceptable.
I'd fire three people. If they get bounced and they don't even make the playoffs, I'd fire Joey Porter too. I mean, seriously.
And blame him for Bud Dupree?
Yeah. I don't care about T.J. Watt having a really good year. Their linebackers are atrocious by and large. I mean, I know he's not working with a ton of material. It's more a lifetime achievement award for Joey Porter. What has he done other than make Mike Tomlin look bad in various capacities, whether it's getting into an altercation on the South Side, whether it's all the rumors about him at high school football games being a bad sports parent?
I honestly think if you force Tomlin to pick one, do you want to keep Joey Porter or Keith Butler? He'd keep Porter.
Yeah, he's just like actual friend. I don't think Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin are chum. Well, they have a history together, but I think Porter is his friend. I don't think he says to himself, I'm going to have to look at Keith Butler in the eye when we're hanging out socially in the off season, and he's asking me, why don't I have a job anymore? I think he would feel that way about Porter, although maybe Porter would cut and run somewhere else anyway.
Put up a Twitter poll question. It's our Is He Fit poll, brought to you by Planet Fitness. It's up at our Twitter site, at 93.7 The Fan. And the question is Keith Butler fit to be the Steelers' defensive coordinator? 72% right now say no. And we just gave you the special team stats. They lead the league in special teams penalties. Starkey writes a column this morning that says the Steelers' special teams is a hideous disaster. Steelers have coaches on the hot seat. Keith Butler, special teams coordinator Danny Smith. Who do you think should be in trouble? Should the Steelers consider making changes to their coaching staff this offseason if things don't change?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.